to prevail. Through cocktails, females, and products from them triple beam scales. It was Christ who paid the price by giving his life as a ransom. To offer salvation to everyone from Eddie Velez to Charles Manson. The situation that you're facing got you going crazy. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning, baby.
Kick off your shoes and match your feet.
He's the only one who can give you peace.
Kick off your shoes and match your feet.
Forget about it. Forget about your troubles.
Good time.
Everything will be
alright.
He'll turn it into
sunshine.
Relax your mind.
Yeah, good time.
Everything.
The radio broadcast of Living Word Ministries, Living Word Ministries of Nagatik. Stay tuned and focused and let Words of Life minister to you by our pastor, Altorio Holden Sr. At the end of the broadcast, contact information will be given to you. Here's our pastor.
Amen. We're going to look at James chapter 3. We'll read verse number 2 and we'll read to verse number... Verse 10, verse 2 says, "For in many things we offend all. If any man offend not in word, the same is a perfect man, and able also to bridle the whole body. Behold, we put bits in the horse's mouth, that they may obey us, and we turn about their whole body. Behold also the ships, which though they be so great, and are driven of fierce winds, yet are they turned about with a very small helm, whithersoever the governor listeth. Even so the tongue is a little member, and boasteth great things. Behold, how great a matter a little fire kindleth. The tongue is a fire and a world of iniquity. So is the tongue among our members, that it defile the whole body, and setteth on fire the course of nature. And it is set on fire of hell. For every kind of beast, and of birds, and of serpents, and of things in the sea, is tamed and hath been tamed of mankind. But the tongue can no man tame. It is an unruly evil, full of deadly poison. Therewith bless we God, even the Father, and therewith curse we men, which are made after the similitude of God. Out of the same mouth, proceeded blessings and cursing. My brethren, these things ought not so to be." Amen. I want to talk to you from this simple topic, the tongue. Small but powerful. And we know about the tongue. It's only about 4 inches long, a couple of inches wide. Amen. But it is the one muscle in the body that never, ever, ever gets tired. Have you ever heard of a person getting a cramp in their tongue? No. Because they keep talking, amen? And so God intended for us to be able to continue to talk without being what? Tired, amen? He intended for us to be able to use our tongue for the good, no matter if your body is weak, you ought to be able to say something. Come on and say amen. The tongue is a muscle that you don't really have to work out to make it strong, because it's strong in what it says. Amen. Amen. And so when we start to talk about this tongue, James begins to open up this third chapter, and he begins to address those who are supposed to be teachers. And he said that there's a great condemnation upon us because we are teachers. So that's why we ought to try to do the right thing. But then he begins to say that in many things, even though you are a teacher, everybody's going to do something at some point in time to offend, and maybe it's going to be in your words, most likely. And he says in verse 2 that in many things, but he said, if a man is able to bridle his tongue and not offend people with what he says, then you found a perfect man. Oh, come on and say hallelujah. He said that if you can bridle your tongue, then therefore you can bridle the whole body. Amen. In other words, he said, now some things you probably can keep yourself from doing physically, but if you can bridle that tongue, then you can control the whole body. For instance, you know, sometimes I like to stay calm. I like to stay cool because I know if I start talking, then something might go on. I don't know if anybody else is like that, but if I'm quiet, you okay. But if I start to talking, I may talk myself into some madness. And so God has helped me to close my mouth, put the tongue back in jail behind the teeth, amen, and close my mouth so that I don't say something and get irate and get crazy, because if I keep talking, I might go off. Thank God for the Holy Ghost, because sometime when I'm talking, he'll give me something else to say to calm me and cool me down, amen. So it's one thing, amen, we can talk ourselves into some madness, amen. And so you'll keep your body from getting into a physical altercation if you're able to control your tongue, amen. And look, he says in verse 3, he said, behold, we put a bit in a horse's mouth that they may obey us, and we turn about their whole body. The first thing that we need to know about the tongue is that it gives direction. It does. It gives direction. Amen. That's why I'm up here today, because God is using my mouth, my tongue, to give some direction to all of us so that we can see what he's trying to say and the direction that he wants us to go in. Amen. He said that the tongue, just like a bit in a horse's mouth, amen, is small, but it directs the horse's body by the tugging of the bit. Amen. And sometimes we need to know that because the tongue is small, it can direct our life. Amen. It can direct our life, and we'll go in a direction wherever we talk ourselves into. If you get into a situation and you say, I knew that was going to happen, it's because you already said it from the beginning. I knew it was going to happen because you talk about certain things, you begin to say things, then you find yourself in those situations. The Bible says that Job, when he went to worship God, that he took and he sacrificed because he had said that I'm going to sacrifice for my children just in case they curse God in their heart. Amen. And he says, then he turned around and said, the thing that I feared the most has happened. He lost everything, and Job had said those things. And so guess what? He had what he said. The tongue gives us direction. Then he goes on to say that even though that is like the bit, that these horses, they're powerful, they're strong, and that's why they even compare the power underneath their hood to horses, because that it shows the power that a horse may have. But even the power of a horse is tamed or held down or directed by a bit, which is small. Amen. And then he says, then he goes on to say, and behold, also the ships, which though they be so great and are driven of fierce winds, yet are they turned about with a very small helm, whatsoever the governor listed or the rudder listed. These ships, he says, now, even though you got a ship that holds plenty of cargo, that can transport people and stuff wherever you want to go, it can go over the sea and the ocean without a problem. And the wind can blow it, but the wind, even though the wind blow, is still guided by a small rudder that's moved at the helm whenever the captain decides to move it. Amen. And so if you don't know how to use your tongue, your rudder, you'll find yourself just like a ship going around in circles. Come on and say amen. Let me give you a simple example of that. The Bible says that the children of Israel, they wandered in the wilderness for how long? 40 years, and all they had to do was go a couple of days' journey to the river and cross over into the promised land. But because they had said out of their own mouth that we cannot take the promised land, and we can't because there are people on the other side that are like giants and they're bigger than us, so I don't think we can do it. What they said directed their life. And so here they were in the wilderness walking around and around and around in a circle, never making any progress because of what they said. Am I helping anybody? So just like the rudder of a ship is small, it directs the ship and causes it to go in the right direction. And you know what? Sometimes when you're in a ship, I've driven ships in the Gulf. When you're in a ship, it doesn't take much movement of the rudder to get you off track. What are you saying? I'm saying that sometimes it don't take much negative talk to mess up your direction. It don't take much negativity to get you off track. Come on and say amen. It don't take a whole lot of talk. All it takes is a little bit of talk, and that will mess you up, get you off your course, and you won't be able to get to your destination in a timely manner. Come on and say amen. And I don't know about you, but I want to get to where God wants me to go. I want to achieve the goals that he has for me, and so therefore I have to watch what I say so that I'll achieve and I'll stay on course and keep my eyes on the prize, stay within the buoy. Come on and say amen. And stay in the path of righteousness by keeping the word of God. Amen. The tongue will give direction. You should be able to receive direction today, and you ought to take that and say, I'm going to stay on course. I'm going to steady the pathway. Come on and say amen. We got to understand something that, you know, just like when these airplanes, when they crash, the first thing they try to find is the little black box. Why do they try to find the little black box? Because the little black box will reveal what was said before the plane went down. Come on and say amen. And that will probably reveal the problem that they had before they went down. What I'm trying to say here is that you're just like an airplane. You're flying, but what are you saying before you go down? Oh, yeah, if you're wondering why your life is crashed, you're wondering why there's a mess of your life, you need to check your little black box and find out what you've been talking about before you crashed, before you went down, before you had, come on and say amen, before you fell into destruction, you need to find out what's been said on the little black box. Jesus even told us, he said it's important that we say the right stuff. Because what we say can what? Defile us. Come on and say hallelujah. And so the tongue gives us direction. And he says that it goes the whole ship, all the cargo on the ship, in whatever way you turn the rudder, it directs the ship in that direction. And so what I'm saying here is that everything, amen, everything that's on the ship, amen, if it's in your relationship, if it's in your fellowship, if it's some of your kinship, come on and say amen, or even your friendship, whatever the cargo is, you got a right to be able to say the right things so that you can direct it in the right path. Come on and say amen here. Oh yeah, if you want some mess in your relationship, start talking about mess and keep up some mess. Keep criticizing and watch and see you can't get along. Come on and say amen. If you want to have a problem with your kinfolk, start criticizing and talking about them, saying negative things about them. Amen. If you want to break up the ship, if you want the ship to get off course, then say something wrong. But if you wanted to stay on course, start speaking the word. Start speaking positive. Start speaking those things that God would have you to speak, to edify, to build up, to encourage. And you watch how you stay on course. You watch how you get to the place where you should be. It gives you direction. Verse 5 lets us know, 5 through 8 lets us know, not only does the tongue give us direction, but the tongue can be destructive. Oh, look at verse 5 says, even so, the tongue is a little member and boasted great things. Behold, how great a matter a little fire kindleth. That's verse 5. How great a matter a little fire kindleth. He says that this tongue, he says, even though it's small, he says that it can cause some trouble. He says, boasted great things. Behold, how great a matter a little fire kindleth. That word matter is the word forest. And that word fire in that text is the word that means lightning. So think about if it start lightning in the forest, what happens? A wildfire. If your tongue, come on and say amen. You know how somebody say, oh boy, you quick with the tongue. You know what they're saying? Your tongue is like lightning. You can cause some problems real quick. Right off the bat, you can cause some problems real quick how you talk to people. The Bible says a soft answer turns away wrath. Come on and say hallelujah here. And so the tongue can become destructive because it'll burn up, amen, it'll burn up the forest. And what a forest is? A forest is the raw material for everything that we build. The forest, it'll burn up the raw material. It'll burn up what you need to build everything that you gotta have. It'll mess up before you can get the trees out of the forest. You can't even get them to the sawmill to make lumber so you can build your life, because you have said something way back at the conception, at the beginning, to mess up life because you've been saying negative stuff. And that's why I don't quote stuff that everybody else say unless I really look into their quotes and I look into who they are, what they say. Remember on Thursday night we was talking about how that from the abundance of the heart the mouth speak, and we were talking about how our thought pattern, amen, how in our thought pattern it reveals what our mouth reveals, what we think, amen. And so when we went out down the list and we started talking about something, somehow we said that every song that we hear, every song that we sing has to be somebody's thoughts. Amen, huh? It has to be somebody's thoughts. And if we sing that song, we're actually reciting the thoughts of another individual. Oh, yes, we do. And so when you got a song that has some negative stuff and you keep singing it, guess what? There's going to be some negative stuff beginning to happen in your life. And you wonder, what did I do to get in this mess? Come on and say amen. Oh, yeah, you wondered how you got caught up in adultery and then you didn't realize you were singing that song. If loving you was wrong, I don't want to be right. Come on and say amen here. You got to think that these songs and these things that we say, these quotes, all the stuff that we let come out of our mouth, it gives destruction and direction in our life. He said, how great a matter a little fire kindled when it begins to burn. You can take just a small little cigarette, and if it's dry, it'll burn up thousands and thousands of acres. Amen. And not just acres, but it'll burn up homes. Come on, that's just like the tongue. The tongue will mess up homes. It'll mess up relationships. It'll mess up friendships. It's very what? Destructive. It'll mess up anything that we think is important to us. It will destroy it to the point that it won't look like it used to look. Oh, yeah, you let the fire get a hold of it. It begins to deform it. It begins to do away with it. It begins to make it nothing but ashes. And all you got is ashes for a remnant of what used to be. Hallelujah. And the tongue is a what? A fire in itself. A world of iniquity. A world of iniquity. It is a world of injustice. Come on and say amen. So is the tongue among our members. Our members, our body itself and our life itself can be something good. But if the tongue is loose, amen, if the tongue is not the tongue that speaks the word of God, it can become some injustice and do injustice to our very being. And he says, and it defileth the whole body and set on fire the course of nature and is set on fire of hell. He says that the tongue defiles the whole body. What did Jesus say? Jesus said that what goes in a man does not defile him, but what comes out of the man defiles him. So watch what you say. You know, if I hear some gossip, I can't repeat it because come on and say amen. Because if I repeat it, I'm just as guilty and I'm setting on fire the course of nature. Come on and say amen. And I'm bringing the flames of hell into my life because of what I said. He says that it defiles the whole body. It messes up your whole, it messes up the function and the flow of your whole body. Amen. It messes up your ability to walk with God. It'll mess up your ability to be at one with him, because no longer are we saying what God is saying, but we're saying what we want to say. We're saying what they want us to say. Come on and say hallelujah. He says that it set on fire the course of nature and it's set on fire of hell. Amen. You want some hell in your life? Say the wrong stuff. You know, some of us are scared to say what God said because we don't want the devil to come mess with. I ain't going to say that because I don't want the devil to mess. I ain't going to say that. I'm just going to pray about it, but I ain't going to say it. You better say something. Oh, yeah, the Bible says we need to open up our mouth, and with the fruit of our lips, we need to let God know that we are thankful that he's going to help, he's going to be there with us, he's going to cover, he's going to protect us, but then we get afraid to let the devil know. We got to let him know. The Bible says, cry loud and spare not. I'm not going to spare his feelings. I'm not, because somebody's standing around me, I'm not going to hold back my praise and my thanksgiving to God. Oh, come on and say amen. Verse 7, for every kind of beast and bird and birds and of serpents and of things in the sea is tamed and hath been tamed of mankind. But the tongue can no man tame. It is an unruly evil, full of deadly poison. It's destructive. He says that the tongue, he says that we can tame anything else. But when it comes to the tongue, we have a hard time keeping it under control. He says that we can snakes that are deadly, that are poison, animals, beasts of the field. He says birds, we can put them in cages, but we can't keep our tongue in the cage. He says that we can tame them. He said, but the tongue can no man tame. It is unruly evil, full of deadly poison. It's full of poison. You know the ones you got to watch out for? It's full of deadly poison. When Eve listened to the serpent and her heart got full of the poison, she took the poison and gave it to her husband, who should have spoke up from the beginning. Oh, Lord, help me. He should have spoke up and said, devil, you can't talk to my wife. But he stood there and watched and let her eat and say, oh, nothing going to happen, so I guess I'll do it too. Come on and say amen. But he says that the tongue, he says it is unruly evil and full of deadly poison. It's full of poison. And sometimes we need to know that if your tongue, the first thing God wants to do, he wants to change your language. He wants to touch your tongue. The book of Isaiah chapter 6 talks about how Isaiah, the prophet, that when he had an experience in God in the temple, he saw the train of the Lord fill the house. First thing he said, woe is me, I'm a man of unclean lips, and I hang around people whose lips are unclean. And he says that there was a seraphim that went to the altar and got a coal from the altar, came back, put it on his lips and said, now you're cleansed. Now your sins are forgiven now. And so what we got to see here is that God will cleanse your mouth. The first thing he wants to do is change your language. The Bible said in the book of Acts that on the day of Pentecost, they were all on one accord, and then they had tongues of fire that came upon them to cleanse, amen, their mouth, so that when Peter got through lying and he got through cussing, now God was using him to bring 3,000 souls to the kingdom of God in one day because of what God did to the tongue. Notice he said that no man can tame it. But that does not mean that God can't. You ought to be thankful that God can tame it, that God can change your language, that he can give you a new tongue. He can make you speak his word. A person who used to cuss as much as I did, amen, now God has given me a new tongue. He's given me a new word to say. Oh, come on and say amen. And these words are not words of negativity, but they're words of encouragement. They're words of life, not words of darkness. They're words of light. Hey, come on and say amen. And so when we look at this, when he says that no man can tame it because it's full of poison, you need to let God tame it. You need to let God get the poison out of it by coming to the altar and saying, God, have your way with me. God, I can't speak right on my own, but if you can give me the Holy Spirit, why do I need the Holy Spirit? Because the Bible said that he'll teach you what you ought to say when it's time to talk. Sometimes it's not time to talk. Sometimes you need to just listen a while. But when it's your turn to speak, you need to say, help me, Holy Ghost. Let me say the things that will be pleasing to you. As we said on last week, let the meditations of my heart and let the words of my mouth be acceptable in thy sight. Oh, Lord, I want God to accept me. How does he accept me? By what I say. You don't believe me? He said that if you can confess with your mouth, he says, verse 9, we know first that the tongue can give you direction. That's why we listen to our parents. We listen to our elders because they gave us direction from their mouth. Amen. And now what we say, we understand that what we say can direct our life, can keep us on track or on the right path, or can get us off track. Amen. We understand that the tongue is destructive. It will burn up and destroy whatever it touches. Amen. Whatever it talks about, you can cause a bad problem in the whole body, even in the church. If we don't say the right things as ministers in the church, we will mess up the flow of the body, the functioning of the body of Christ. We will mess it up. If I get up here trying to talk about myself rather than lifting up the Savior, rather than giving you a true word, and I'm trying to be deceptive in what I'm saying so I can get money and stuff like that, then there's going to be a problem in the body of Christ. I need to give you what God says rather than give you what tradition say or what they're talking about on TBN. Watch that mess, because sometimes they get us off track and they're trying to influence the whole body of Christ. But what we need to do is stop watching them and stop looking for the feel-good blessing word that if I just give $10, everything will be all right. If I send them $100, I think I'll get blessed. No, if you can give an ear to what he say, you can get blessed right here. If you give ear, if you hear what he said, because his word is going to give you some direction. I'm not going to be trying to mimic anybody I see on TV. If you want me to be like them, so I'm sorry, because I'm not going to be another Jakes. I'm not going to be another Rod Parsley. I'm not going to be somebody that I can't be. Come on and say amen. But I can be the best that I can be. I can be the best Al Holden that I can be. And so I just want God to use me in my capacity so that I can speak a word that'll give you some direction. And lastly, some deliverance. Word will give you direction. It'll show you that the tongue can be destructive, but then we thank God that it can bring you the tongue. Even what we say can bring us some deliverance. Look at what it says in verse number 9. Therewith we bless God, even the Father, and therewith we curse men, which are made after the similitude of God. Out of the same mouth proceeded blessing and cursing. My brethren, these things ought not so to be. So he says that this mouth, this tongue that we have, we use it for a lot of things. And he got down to the heart of it. He said, but really, we use it to bless God, and that's what we really should use it for. Oh, yeah, we need to use our tongue to bless God, but then we turn around and we curse men with the same tongue who are made in the image and the similitude who looks like God. So if how are we going to bless God and then turn around and talk about the one who looks like God, who's made in the image of God? Oh, yeah, we need to stop the drama, stop the madness, stop the mess. Come on and say amen. And we need to start talking to people like they are royalty. When we meet them, we need to say, you know, you're royalty. We need to see them and say, God bless you. I can see God all over you. Come on and say amen. You never know if they're down. You may lift them up by saying, I can see God moving in your life. The reason I know he is because he said it in his word. You can say it and not be lying, because he said in his word, amen, that he'll bless us and he'll keep us and he'll protect us. That's what God's word say. And so when we begin to bless God, it'll bring about a deliverance. Oh, yeah, but we can't go back and curse men, because it'll bring us some destruction. Oh, yeah, because we got to begin blessing God. And when we begin blessing God, then the Bible said that he inhabits the praises of his people. If you think you're in a mess right now, I dare you to begin to bless God. I dare you to begin to lift God up. I dare you to begin to give him some praise. Oh, the Bible said that we don't need to pray from a defeated position. Lord, hear your weak, poor, broke, humble servant, and I don't know what to do. No, that's not how we pray. We need to give our praise and our prayers to God with what? Thanksgiving. Make our supplication known through thanksgiving. And so therefore, God, I know that you know where I am, and therefore I'm going to praise you while I'm in the dungeon. I'm going to praise you while I'm in the desert. I'm going to praise you while I'm down in the valley. And I thank you that, Lord God, you're going to bring me out of this valley over to that mountaintop so that I can get to where I need to go. I'm going to give you thanks, God, that even though I feel this headache coming on, I know that you are a healer. Oh God, even though I got a sickness in my body, I thank you, Lord, that with your stripes that I'm healed. Dear God, I thank you. I've been afflicted, and it seemed like I got a thorn in the flesh, but your grace is sufficient for me, and my strength is made perfect when I'm weak. Oh, come on and say amen here. Oh, yeah, we need to say, thank God. I've been afflicted many times, but seemed like this time is worse, God. But you said in your word that many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord deliver me from them all. We need to learn how to bless God